1.4. Important computer keys. As well as getting to know the letters on a keyboard, you also need to know how to find the following keys and what they do. They're listed alphabetically, but the position of some keys may vary on your keyboard. Alt. Use it. 1. On its own, followed by an arrow key to get to menu choices in the program you're in. Press the Alt key again or Escape to get back to where you were. 2. Hold it down and press another key, e.g. Alt E. It becomes a quick way to make things happen. Alt F opens the File menu and Alt E opens the Edit menu, etc. And you find it bottom row of the main section to the left of the spacebar. Application or context menu key. You use this to give you the most likely menu choices of things you want to do. You find it bottom row of the main section, 2 or sometimes 3 keys to the right of the spacebar. If there isn't an application key, use Shift F10 in most cases, but not Windows 7 jump lists. Arrow keys or cursor keys. You use them to move the cursor, that's the point where you're writing, or the focus, up, down, left or right. The up and down cursors speak a line at a time, and the left or right cursors speak a letter at a time. You find them in a block between the main section and the number pad. Left arrow, down arrow and right arrow are in a row, with the up arrow above the down arrow key. The at sign. You use this in email addresses and you find it by holding down the left shift and press the key to the right of the semicolon. Backspace. Use it to delete a character to the left of the cursor, your current writing point. You find it's often a longer key at the right end of the numbers row. Control. Use this 1 on its own to stop speech at any time. 2. With another key to choose certain commands, such as Control, held down while pressing P, will print a document that's on the screen. And you find it bottom row of the main section in 2 places. The first key at the left, and also the key to the right of the spacebar, immediately to the left of the left arrow key. Cursor keys. These are the same as the arrow keys. Delete. Use it to delete the letter your cursor is on. Thunder will say delete and the letter name that the cursor is now on, not the letter that has been deleted. And you find it bottom left of the 6 keys above the arrow keys. End. You use it to take you to the end of a line and the last item of a list. Control End takes you to the end of a document or list. You'll find it middle key of the 6 keys above the arrow keys. Enter. Use it to tell the computer what you have chosen to do. It's the same key as the return. Also, to deliberately start a new line, such as when you're writing an address. You don't have to use it when you're writing a continuous piece. The computer will decide when to start a new line. And you find it on the right-hand side of the main section above the shift. It's usually a larger key than the ones surrounding it. Escape. Use it to cancel a menu choice and take you back to what you were doing. Worth pressing once or twice if you're stuck and can't get out of something. And you find it leftmost of the top row furthest from you, first key before the function keys. Function key. Hold it down while pressing other keys to perform various tasks, such as changing volume, brightness, etc. Find it on most laptops, second in from the left on the row nearest to you. But it's not needed on standard keyboards. Function keys. Use them usually with another key to perform particular functions, such as Alt with F4 closes the program you're in. And you find them the furthest row from you, numbered from the left. The leftmost key is Escape, so F1 is the second key from the left. Home key. Use it to take you to the beginning of a line and top of a list, such as your files or emails. Control Home takes you to the beginning of a document, and you find it middle key of the six keys above the arrow keys. Insert key. See the numeric keypad 0. This toggles Thunder Help on and off, and you find it bottom left large key on standard keyboards. Also, but unused, top left of the six keys above the arrow keys. On many laptops, hold down the FN key and press the letter M. Numeric keypad keys, that's the NKP keys. Use them one as Thunder Help key reminder. When you've pressed it, Thunder keys will speak what they do. E.g. caps lock L says read line. But you can't actually read a line with it until you press NKP0 again. Non-Thunder keys are not affected and work as normal, so it's best to try it in an unimportant document. 2. Screen readers such as JAWS or NVDA and Narrator use it in combination with other keys to read text in various ways. And you find it on standard keyboards bottom left of the numeric keypad. On many laptops, hold down the FN key, usually to the right of the left-hand control key, and press the letter M. Office button. In Office programs, Thunder will say Office button when you press the Alt key. Page down. Use it to move forward through a document or sometimes a list, a screen at a time, and you find it bottom right of the six keys above the arrow keys. Page up. You use it to move backwards through a document or sometimes a list, a screen at a time, and you find it top right of the six keys above the arrow keys. Return. This is the same as the Enter key. Shift. Use it one on its own to turn a lowercase letter into a capital letter. Two, with other keys to select letters or items. You find it in two places, one above each control key. Slash. Use it mainly in website addresses. Find it to the right of the full stop. Spacebar. Use it, one, to insert a space when typing, two, to make a button work that you have selected, three, to select checkboxes. And it's the long key on the bottom row nearest to you. Start key, and this is the same as the Windows key. Tab. Use it, 1, to move keyboard focus to different parts of the screen. 2, to indent the start of a line in a document, and you find it on the left-hand side of the main section, fourth key up. Windows key. Use this, 1, on its own to open and close the Start menu, where you can choose a program. Arrow down and press Enter when you hear the program you want to use. 2. Hold it down while pressing other keys, e.g. Windows key D, is a quick way of getting to the desktop. And you find it in 2 places on the bottom row of the keyboard, second key to the left of and second key to the right of the spacebar. If the key has no Windows key, use Control Escape to bring up the Start menu.